This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is the 2022 Profit Outlook. There's good news here, Bill. The USDA suggests our prices for 2022 is going to be about $22 per hundredweight, which is a very nice milk price for our dairy farmers. Why is that happening? Well, first of all, in the last 3 or 4 months in 2021, milk yield was down 1.4%, and that's fairly unusual. We think that's related to, first of all, farmers exiting because of profitability and high feed costs as well. Another factor is going to come into play here, what we call the non-feed factors, and they are on the move also, which means that that's going to squeeze our profitability. Interest rates appear to be moving up, fuel charges going up, fertilizer, seed costs, all those are going to be going up here as well. Those dairy farmers who grow feed will have some economic advantage because generally we can grow feed cheaper than buying those feeds, but be well aware with our higher fertilizer costs almost tripling, that can be a factor. And unknown, of course, looking at the profitability scheme will be the weather risks and what will happen. Are we going to see a big crop in the U.S.? We know in Brazil and Argentina it's really dry. They are really reducing their soybean yields at this point. And, of course, it depends where you live. For example, in the western part of the United States, Bill, where you kind of hang out, we know that production costs are probably $1 or $2 higher than it is here in the Midwest because of shipping costs. And then there's something, as one economist called, the potholes. About 50% of the milk in the United States is under some type of a base control program, which for our listeners, that means that they limit the amount of milk farmers will be paid on their base milk, and anything above that gets a much lower price depending on the marketplace. Heifer numbers are down because we are seeing more beef on dairy, and as a result, there are a few heifers available, and that's going to kind of keep some pressure on expansion at this point. And, of course, in some parts of the United States, plant capacity just isn't there. They just can't make more fluid milk, cheese, butter, and factors like that. So as our listeners, and some of you are dairy farmers, what are your strategies? Number one, hopefully all of you have signed up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, known as the DMC program. In fact, they extended the deadline, so there still is time to get that signed up. The beauty of that is that you can lock in $21.70 spread generally on that. So in other words, you look at the feed prices, and to get to that, the feed prices that were cited as $12.27, then you add $9.50, that is the contract that you contract for, and that gets you up to that price we just mentioned here a bit earlier. In 2021, farmers who participated in the program earned $58,000 on average. So it's a very important program. Those feed prices, by the way, are for hay, $2.53 for premium hay, soybean meal, $400 a ton, and corn, $5.47. And of course, with the Ukraine situation, that corn price has gone up as well. The second strategy, Bill, will be forage quality and quantity. Lots of high-quality forage can reduce your feed costs and the amount of corn and soybean you may have to feed. And second of all, you may see a slightly higher butterfat test because of the higher forage-based diets. And finally, the third option would be to lock in what I call good economic decisions. And that means, well, if there's an opportunity to lock in favorable fertilizer or seed prices, you should pull the trigger. Right now, fuzzy cotton seed's a good buy. Might be the time to lock in fuzzy cotton seed. Corn distillers, corn gluten, if it's available in your area, that can be a good buy here as well. So our take-home message, Bill, would be to plan your strategies for 2022. Be well aware that a lot of factors can come into play here. For example, the weather, the Ukrainian situation, inflation, all those important things. And be well aware of such things as type of corn hybrid you select, cover crops, and, of course, enrollment in the DMC program. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.